council members that are making the decisions, as well as the public. When asked to Randy Hannon during this budget process, was there going to be any layoffs? We were told no. Not maybe, but we were told no. The 26 furlough days, if the unions did not come up with concessions, was what was going to happen.
Well, we were told yesterday here on the program live that notices were sent out in April to these workers that their contracts would expire at the end of June.
There might have been letters that went out, but during the budget process, we asked repeatedly, you know, the seasonals are here. Are they going to be here after July 1st? Again, we were told repeatedly that, yes, they would, as long as they met the metrics that were out there to do the job. The employees, when they were called in, were told, you did an excellent job. You did everything that we asked you to do. But guess what? You don't have a job.
All right, we had Chad Gamble on the program yesterday, and he's the one who reiterated that the letters went out to those workers, and he, along the same lines as Randy Hannon, who's the chief of staff for the mayor, both of them have told us on this program that the Lansing City Council members are getting the information. They're getting it timely. They're getting it before they need it, and they need to perhaps work a little harder to absorb the information and to use the information.
That's absolutely not true. It's not true, and you can ask other council members, and they'll tell you the same thing. We're not getting the information in a timely manner. I'll be glad to send you the clips from the budget hearings where you have Randy Hannon making the statements about the seasonal workers. I'll be glad to send you the requests that have been made. I'll be glad to send you the budget resolution that requires a number of reports to be given to council over the course of the year, and that we've not received those. So to say that we're getting the information in a timely manner is absolutely not so, and there are a number of us that take this job very seriously, read over all materials that we get, and work diligently to try to make sure that we're making the right choices. As far as staff, I've heard the comment before that we have staff. We have one internal auditor and two other staff people with counsel. The internal auditor, and I can send you those reports, that has asked for information from the administration so he can review and look at things, and has been denied that information, and it's never been turned over to him. So for us to be able to do a job efficiently and effectively, again, it's been the same cry that a number of us have been saying, give us the information. We might not like the information. We might not like what we're seeing, but that doesn't mean that that we're not going to look at the responsibility and go where we need to go with it.
Is the administration ignoring you?
Absolutely. Absolutely they are. And that's the frustrating part about this. I've worked with other administrations. Dave Hollister was one that was extremely inclusive of making sure that council members got all the information that they needed in a timely manner to be able to make decisions. And during our budget process, anything that we were asking for would get it to us up front so that we had it.
All right, Carol, I don't mean to cut you off. I've got to get to a break. Obviously, we'll be talking more about this. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.